the guys have all been buzzing off us since we basically got through the semi-final, which took a savage performance away from home to beat Virginia. So it's just been building and building. I suppose maybe the two league games in between have maybe dampened it for a wee while. Maybe there's a bit of the traction week to week there, but there's only one focus now, that with the last league game against the Ranelagh out of the way, and the boys are really, really excited and just focused on the job at hand. To that end, maybe the game with Monaghan in the league that didn't go so well, or actually probably as poorly as it could have went, to be honest, as a sobering one, as we go into this final now. So now there's a good buzz about the squad. They're determined, they're really excited and focused and just looking forward to getting out there now and giving a real good account of themselves.
Paul, you took the reins last summer. You might talk us through what lured you to Letterkenny, or what was your motivation for getting involved here?
I suppose seeing the potential. I know a fair bit about North West rugby in general. I've always seen the amount of youth talent that has been created in Letterkenny, but probably not really been cultivated and brought through the senior level. So that was probably the thing that excited me about that potential and area and room for growth right the way through the club. Trying to put in place structures in tandem with the people within the club, the committee, the other coaches, to try and reap the benefits of that huge talent pool that they're basically getting, finding a few solutions to problems that have been historically there, something moving training nights and different things to engage with the guys that were away down the country to university. And everyone has really bought in, to be fair. We know we're only at the start of this journey, really, but it's been a fairly good start from where the club were over the past couple or 3 years to where they are now in the space of probably 10 months' work. It's just rewards for the hard work and efforts that they've all put in. And hopefully we can keep moving forward with it. But there's a real togetherness and real pride in the community that the boys have really, you can see it on a week-to-week basis now. They enjoy each other's company, they enjoy the crack and fun about the place. And there's such a hard-working group of volunteers that are trying to really grow the club in all aspects now. So it's nice to have days like Saturday, I suppose, that everyone can go and enjoy and buy into. So that's, I suppose, why I got involved and brought Ali with me, and I knew that he would do a fantastic job to help that journey, I suppose. So it's been really enjoyable to date, hard work, but when you see days even like Saturday past there with the development team who weren't in existence 7 months ago, won in their league, like that's a group of guys that have come together over the course of this year, guys that maybe were disengaged from rugby or had come through youth teams in the past and not really come up into the senior club. That's a real big starting point for continued success in the club, and hopefully we can go and do a job here now on Saturday and keep it moving forward.
And Ali, we're talking here to lads that are in their late 30s. We're talking to fellas that are 18 and 19. Is there a good blend between the team?
No, it's brilliant. And you know, one of the things Kainsey's done from the very start is making an environment where, and a culture where, everybody buys in and everybody feels part of it. And 100%, there's, you know, Kainsey sort of highlighted there, he knew the potential within the club. And if he took away the older, more experienced boys, you would struggle this year. If you took away the younger fellows that have sort of came through the youth system and bring the energy to the group, it wouldn't be the same. So there's a really, really good bit, positive blend. And it feels that, you know, we've gelled so much as a group as the seasons went along. I thought, based on the talent we had, we would cruise through the league. And to be fair, it was probably at a service because of the quality of teams like Virginia, like Monaghan, like Cavan, like Newry. It's been tough. But where we've grown from September to now has been some journey. And I think it's testament to the hard work, as Kainsey said, the boys have put in, and everybody's really bought into what he's put on. So hopefully they'll get the rewards for what they deserve. Old and young.
And you might talk us through the semi-final. You defeated Virginia in that.
To go there and beat a team that have been, you know, I think they've won 21 or 22 games this season, maybe lost twice. So to go there and beat them in their own patch was class. And, you know, 10-9 was what the boys wanted at the end. But having watched the game back, the defensive performance and the guts and the bravery that the boys put their bodies on the line, hit after hit after hit, shows how much I think they really want it. And it puts it puts real value in getting through to the final when you can go to what would have been the favourites for the cup and beat them away in a game like that. You know, you've earned the right to go to Ravenhill and enjoy a big day out. So hopefully now it's, can we replicate that performance from what came through the semi-final?
And Paul, you're taking on Monaghan in the final. What are you expecting from them?
They're a well-coached physical side. They've plenty of experience. We know each other quite well this year already. We've went down to Monaghan and beat them earlier on the season. They beat us a couple of weeks ago, deservedly so, with a bonus point victory, and had a real hungry performance about them that day. So that I think it's maybe focused the minds of the boys even more so. What I would say is that I'm expecting an even better performance from Monaghan in the final. I think that they'll be better. I think that they'll have maybe a few guys that weren't available that day that will be available to them in the final. So it's going to be a really physical, confrontational affair up front. They love that aggressive, physical style up front, but they've some silky backs. A couple of real good ball players who run the game, manage the game very well, two Graham brothers. And they've a astute kicking game that put her back three under a lot of pressure the last day, and we'll need to find a few solutions to that. We can't kick away some of the ball we did that last day. They've a very exciting back three who returned ball and put us under all sorts of pressure that last day. So there's good learnings from the last game against them. By the same token, I thought that's probably the first game we played. I thought Monaghan probably played better, and I thought we played better. So it's, I suppose at this time of the season, it's about what bodies you have standing. I know we're we have a few knocks, we have a few bumps. There's a few guys that will probably be given to the very last second to see if we can get them fit and able to play. I'm sure Monaghan are no different. It's been such a physical and attritional year. Like I said to a few others there, we're 26 games into the season now. 10 months down the road. It's been a long time in the making. So getting Saturday really and getting a performance is the biggest thing that we can put on the table now. We want to perform. We want to go to Ravenhill, give our fans, supporters, all the clubs something to be proud about, and wherever that takes us, I think we'll be happy enough from there.